Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Well, hello everybody. I am Louise Eddington, the Cosmic Owl of Cosmic Owl Astrology. And I am an astrologer. I do consultations. I have a wonderful membership community called the Venus Enchantment Community. And I help you to really create the life you desire through the tool of astrology and other modalities. Anyway, I feel a bit rambly today. Just got back from a long road trip to Seattle to visit my youngest daughter who's moved there, and it was a bit grueling. But anyway, before I forget to ask you, please subscribe to my YouTube channel or my podcast wherever you listen to it. And go to my podcast, my YouTube channel anyway, and subscribe. I'm trying to get to 1,000 subscribers. Once you hit that number, the channels take off and our YouTube algorithms really start to kick in. So I would really, really appreciate any subscribes. Also, any recommendations on iTunes, reviews, on my Facebook page, Cosmic Owl Astrology. You can find me at Cosmic Owl Astrology everywhere. But let's dive in. Today, we're going to look at the Virgo new moon. As I record this, we just had a very big Leo new moon. And next up, the sun has just entered Virgo. And we've entered Virgo season, and we'll be having a Virgo new moon and a Pisces full moon, because Pisces opposes Virgo. So the sun will be in Virgo and the moon in Pisces. Now, Virgo, I think, is a very kind of underestimated sign. It's a sign of wholeness, and it's a humble sign, but in a quite a healthy way, if in its higher energy. It's a sign of service and usefulness and being, you know, just wanting to do good things for others. And, you know, to the negative, that can lead to servitude. But generally, I really like Virgos. They like the detail, they're analytical. It is the worrying sign, but let's look at the good. And this Virgo new moon is going to be on September the 6th at September the 6th, 2021. So it's a 6 day. It's going to be at 6:52 Mountain. So that's 5 p.m. So that's 5:52 p.m. West Coast, 8:52 p.m. East Coast. And that would make it 1:52 a.m. on September the 7th in the UK. This new moon is at 14 degrees, 38 minutes of Virgo. It's just a tad over 4 degrees away from asteroid Hygieia. So we'll look at that. It's in an almost by 1 minute partile trine to Uranus in Taurus, who, as I record this, has just stationed retrograde. So by the time we get to September the 6th, Uranus will have actually moved only 8 solar arc minutes in retrograde. So he's very powerful in that position. Black Moon Lilith is conjunct Uranus in Taurus. So therefore, the new moon is also in trine to Black Moon Lilith in Taurus. And I use the true Black Moon Lilith in case anybody listens to anybody else and is confused. There's two calculations for the Black Moon Lilith. I use the true because it's kind of very erratic orbit, and that kind of fits the wild card energy of Lilith. Some people use the mean calculation, which kind of evens out the calculation. But I prefer to use the true. Also, this new moon Hygieia conjunction is in a quite a wide, but I'm going to say it is an opposition to Pallas Athena in Pisces, who is still conjunct Neptune in Pisces. So let's tie all of that in together, which also means that Mars is still kind of connected to the new moon in Virgo. All right. Finally, not finally, but the last aspect I will mention for now is Juno. Juno now on the new moon at 11 degrees Sagittarius in square to this new moon. Now, Virgo new moons usually come in the northern hemisphere when it's kind of harvest time, which kind of fits her the sign's association with the harvest. It's the sign of the priestess, really. It's the sign of wholeness as thyself, the virgin, which is in fact one who is whole unto themselves. It's very much associated with health, purification, the mother. The symbol itself looks like an M, like all the Marys, the Magdalenes, the many Marys in the biblical stories. So it is the sign of kind of priestess, female energy, all right. And I think that's what's being brought in to the greatest degree. By the way, I apologize if I feel a bit rambly. I feel like I'm getting sick, and I actually just went for a COVID test. So we'll see. I am vaccinated, but as we know, the vaccinated can get it too. So we'll see. I get the results tomorrow. But I wanted to get this out of the way in case it is. So so this is an earth sign, Virgo. So this is a very earthly new moon. This is about really getting in touch with the physical. It's getting your hands involved in things, which is very Virgo. Virgo is Mercury ruled, but Mercury has its two kind of incarnations as kind of technical hands, crafts, physical things, but also the communication and mind. And so this connected to asteroid Hygieia, which is really health and hygiene, means there's going to be probably a very big focus on health and hygiene around this new moon. And the aspect to Uranus and Lilith in Taurus can also mean it's about the connection of our health of our planet. You know, Taurus is very earthly, but Taurus is the body. So this is going to be very connected with holistic health, which really in all its true incarnation means alternative and allopathic health all put together, about our overall health, about how we treat the earth, how we treat ourselves, how it's all connected. The connectedness is very much up on this new moon, it feels like, okay. And it's about getting in touch with earthing, with grounding, get in touch with nature, get your hands dirty, go and touch some trees, hug some trees, or get some preparing for next year's garden. If you're in the north or in the south, southern hemisphere, get prepared for this year's garden, maybe. But, you know, with the aspect being to Uranus and Black Moon Lilith in Taurus, adds this kind of very shake it up, wild card kind of energy to it. With Uranus being kind of the lord of lightning bolts and Black Moon Lilith being this kind of wild, shamed part of ourselves that wants to kind of be heard and be spoken, I do wonder if the planet Earth, Gaia herself, is going to be speaking around this this energy. But it is a trine aspect, which is fairly supportive. So there's also a possibility of some new ideas, some new innovations around health, like of the earth and ourselves particularly. The Mercury rules the new moon, as I said. Mercury's in Libra on this lunation. Mercury will be at 10 degrees of Libra, and actually also in a trine aspect, but in a trine aspect to Ceres, who I very much also associate with Virgo, the sign of Virgo. And Ceres is in Gemini, in trine aspect to Mercury and Libra. They're both air signs, Libra and Gemini, so there's a lot of thinking and ideas going on. Ceres is just past the North Node by the time of this of this lunation, and will be going back over the North Node twice more over the next few months after her retrograde. So to my mind, this is really thinking a lot about our community health, our greater community health as humanity on this planet. And by that, I mean in all kinds of ways, not just health as in getting sick kind of health. It's all very, very holistic, very like how we work together, the food we eat, how we farm, all that kind of stuff. So it's very powerfully earthy and very much about new ideas around being in alignment with the cycles of nature, which I think is very serious. As I said, the new moon is also opposite Pallas Athena, and she's a problem solver. And in Pisces, this is kind of about tuning in to source, your inner voice, your intuition, to get the answers that you need. The Virgo Pisces aspect I always see as practical mysticism. It's connecting with the mystic, with the muse, with the messages from the collective unconscious or from God or whatever you want to call it, and bringing it down to earth in a very practical way. And so the answer to many of the problems that we're facing, I think, is through the intuition combined with rational scientific thought, which is very Virgo and very Mercury. Okay. So it's not putting one against the other. Okay, it's integration is a very big key of this lunation. Lastly, I said that the new moon is in square to Juno. Juno is the Eros Gamos, the sacred marriage between the opposites, the masculine, the feminine, the yin, the yang. And Juno's been on this dance with the South Node for quite some time of releasing old dogma and old beliefs around our connectedness and our relationships with each other. She's been on that South Node, which is kind of the where we're being asked to move away from, and moving. She's been opposing the North Node in Gemini, which is about open-mindedness, learning new ideas, and also about community. So we come back to that too. Incidentally, Juno is also in an almost exact trine with Chiron. So there's kind of a healing aspect to that as well. Chiron in Aries, Juno and Chiron will both be at 11 degrees. So that's bringing in that kind of medicine again, medicine man, medicine woman. There's some tremendous healing available on this new moon. Another aspect of that is that Chiron's wife, Coryclo, on the very day of the new moon, moves back into Capricorn. She won't ever move off the 29th degree when she's back in Capricorn, and she will move back forward and back into Aquarius. But I find it interesting that Coryclo, Chiron's wife, is moving back into Capricorn, because Coryclo was very much involved in the great conjunction of Saturn, Pluto, Ceres, Mercury, and the Sun back on January the 12th, 2020. Coryclo was right there too. She was at 23 degrees, while Saturn and Pluto met at 22 degrees. And she won't go back to those degrees at all, but she is going back into Capricorn to revisit some of this about our institutions, about all of our institutions, government, health institutions, every institution that we've got, the hospitals, all that kind of energy, anything that's kind of a bit of an authority and solid and built, the banks, all that kind of thing. And I find it interesting with the other healing themes throughout this new moon of Virgo, of Hygieia, of Chiron, of Ceres being involved too. I find Ceres quite a healing energy. Is that Cariclome is my theory that they were kind of a husband, wife, medicine man, medicine woman, mentor team to the gods and goddesses. Feels like Chiron mentored the gods, took them out doing archery and things, and Cariclo, the grace spinner, the weaver, the spinner, literal spinner, would heal through stories and teach and heal through stories. So they made a good team. So Cariclo moving back into Capricorn, I find quite hopeful to be beginning to find healing from some of the crazy mess we're in. And of course, this is gradually going to unfold over months as we have all the planets retrograde right now, or a lot of them, and Pluto will be stationing direct in October to start this movement forward of the planets again. And then, as Pluto moves forward on October the 10th, Cariclo and Pluto will be moving towards each other. Though it'll be a while till they actually meet, if at all, probably not. All right, sorry, I'm feeling a little bit under the weather. I can feel myself fading fast. So, this new moon is at 14 degrees. And that's the 14.5 is actually my life path number. But interestingly, the 14.5 is telling you there's been a pretty hefty abuse of freedom through being irresponsible and shunning any sense of responsibility. It can also mean, excessive behaviors. It's said to be a karmic debt number. So it's all about abuse of freedom, whether through indulgence or dominating others, lacking self-control, overindulgence, blah, blah, blah. And it's asking, the 14 is about asking to learn self-initiative, unity, and justice. Okay. It's a great need in life to achieve balance, harmony, temperance, and prudence. All right. So, this 14.5 is a very powerful number. And with all these aspects and everything, I kind of feel like collectively we're being asked to look at where we've been irresponsible and where we have perhaps abused the whole concept and idea of freedom, and where we've made it all about my freedom, my freedom, my freedom. And shunning any sense of responsibility, because with great freedom comes great responsibility. So that's one way of looking at the number. The 14.5 is also a very innovative number. It's a number of change. Virgo is also a mutable sign, so this is very much about change, more change coming. It's about constantly challenging ourselves in order to shift and change and grow. So, I'm really, really liking this new moon, to be quite honest. So I'm actually going to read the symbols. My throat's kind of going closing up. I did actually go for a COVID test. I don't know if I told you that already. Probably did. So I'm going to wrap up and read the symbols because, just overall, just looking at the whole chart of this new moon, it feels like a bit of a shift towards healing. The new moon is a 14-5. We've got the nodes at fives. There's definitely change coming, all in mutable signs. This is just October 4, 10 days after the an exact set Pluto Aries square, and we'll now be heading towards the final exact Pluto Aries square in the signs of Capricorn and Aries for the first time since I think it was 600 BCE or something like that, the axial age. And the last Pluto Eris square that's definitely been shaking things up is on October the 9th. After that, the two slowly pull apart from each other, and Pluto moves towards Eris for a conjunction that will not happen in most of our lifetimes. So the Pluto Eris square has been very associated with this whole turmoil time of the pandemic as well. So I kind of like that we're on the way to the final square on this. Does that mean I think we're on the way out of it completely yet? No, I don't. I actually think, we may have a bit of a rough winter. There's another Carlos, I can't remember the name of it. My mind's going with this feeling off. There's another draconic bowl. I'm not going to give you the Hindu name for it because I can't remember it because my brain's foggy. Which means that all the major planets will be trapped within one side of the nodes. And that's starting, I think, on December the 15th, taking us through to the end of the first week in February or a little bit beyond that, depending on which planets you look at. So I think we could be having another winter with, if not actual lockdowns, at least a feeling of still being restricted and held in by these energies. But after that, things really start to open up. We've got the Pluto Eris square separating, ending. Pluto will move on away from squaring Eris. And things will really start to shift. But before I read the symbols, just a reminder again to subscribe to my YouTube channel. I'm finishing writing my third book, hopefully. And I have opened up September to some readings. Okay, so if you want to be the first to get back in on my schedule, book a reading at louiseeddington.com, LouiseEddington. And again, all subscriptions, all reviews, everything welcome. So let's look at the symbols. I'm going to look at the Sabian symbol first. So we go up always, we go to 15 Virgo, and that is a fine lace handkerchief, heirloom from valorous ancestors. The keynote is the quintessence of deeds well done. And this is kind of that karmic debt thing that we talked about. Dane Rudyard went on to say about this symbol, root strength produces beautiful flowers. And incidentally, fine lace making would be very Virgo and also, I think, very of Curricula. So, root strength produces beautiful flowers. The neophyte who acts with determination, courage, and discrimination while following in the footsteps of his predecessors receives a symbolic prize from the humanhood ready to welcome them, not him. It's all when they have fully proven themselves on the battlefield where they meet their past, which tries to block their way. The mystic beloved hands them what they have woven for them out of spiritual threads. So he says it's really kind of a, well, it is, it's a reward, it's a reward for deeds well done or for facing up to your karma on the battlefield, meeting your past. So this all refers to the numbers again, anyway, you get the idea. So in other words, it's time for some good deeds. So Virgo 15 Chandra symbol. A man inherits a vast fortune. Aristocracy takes many forms, whether by karmic predisposition or by bloodline or both, being granted the ultimate pedigree for serving effectively. Those who have ruled can serve. Those who have mastered can give themselves over. Those who have attained can extract the essence of what they have come to before and utterly discard the rest. Showered with blessings, filled to overflowing with the streams of your background, you are yet definitely motivated to use all this as a springboard and not to lean back on it. You feel the impulse to renew gifts, treasures, and mysteries, to revitalize the old streams, to make relevant and essential what has previously proven to be steady and enduring, and most of all, endowed with a fluency in drawing from the well something fresh and new, and being so at home in bringing it all through that you become an individual here in the midst of things who just happens to know and be familiar with just about anything you need to access from the well that never runs dry. So, my take on that, taking it in with all the other things, the numbers, the 14-5, is kind of this new moon really is about learning from our past and to quote Maya Angelou, when we know better, we do better. It's learning from all that that we've been through, all that we bring in from the past. And using those lessons to serve and to move forward. So, thank you for your patience. I hope I didn't seem too out there. No, this is going to be perfect as it is. The new moon in Virgo, it's a very earthy, very focus on holistic health. On service and being useful and on healing. Okay, let's be the healing. And I'll see you next time. And hopefully the scratchy throat will come to nothing and I'll be all perky and wonderfully well next time. See you later.